For the first time in more than a year and a half, the U.S. is lifting COVID travel restrictions for 33 countries, including most of Europe, as long as a traveler has proof of vaccination and can show a negative COVID test. Joining me now is Dr. Payal Patel, infectious disease physician at University of Michigan. Dr. Patel, good to see you again. So the lifting of the travel ban comes at a time when we're now seeing COVID cases surging in parts of Europe. I guess the question is, is now the right time to be lifting these travel bans?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're in a really different place than when many of these bans went into place. And, you know, getting vaccinated is a huge game changer. And so thinking about all the families that have really been suffering with, you know, everything that's been happening, I think that this is a very measured step forward. If you're vaccinated and you can mask for the flight, that's really protecting yourself and your family a lot more than when we didn't have a vaccine there for us. So I actually think that this makes sense.
So now those crossing a land border, meaning people coming from Mexico and Canada, do need to show proof of vaccination, but they don't have to show a negative COVID test. Explain to me why that's a good decision, unless you don't think it is.
Yeah, you know, when you think about all of the people that we know that have unfortunately had the infection, so much of what's been going on is community spread, even within our own communities. So that's, you know, kind of the first step. And then the other thing is being vaccinated here in the U.S. would be similar to someone driving from a city to another city within the U.S. And for many years, that's been very similar to, you know, perhaps the Canadian border or the Mexican border, people who do travel back and forth for business or family reasons. So again, the real step here is getting vaccinated, and that's often the most important thing compared to a COVID test. And so I do believe that the community spread has played a big role. We will probably continue to see community spread, especially among unvaccinated. Whereas if you're vaccinated, you've already cut your own risk of getting infected and being able to spread as well.
I want to switch gears a minute and talk about what's happening with Regeneron. They've got this COVID antibody drug that shows that it gives people protection up to 8 months. Tell us in practical terms what that means for people and for our fight against COVID.
Yeah, there's some new news out. And I would say any good news from any of the drugs that we have and vaccines are always welcome. We're going to have to wait to get some more details because I think that the company plans to give some more details soon. But the way I would think about this is we know that folks who have immune compromise, let's say that they have cancer and they're undergoing chemotherapy, or they had some sort of liver transplant and they're having to take medications to kind of reduce their immune system. Those are the folks that any kind of shot may be a little bit less effective in those folks. So it sounds like here is another option along with vaccines that might be able to bolster immune systems. We'll have to figure out where this fits in the fight, but I would take it as good news and we'll have to wait for some more details.
Do you know how this antibody therapy from Regeneron stacks up or compares with the oral COVID pill that we see coming out of companies like Pfizer and Merck? It's starting to get a little muddy and I think confusing for the average person.
It's very confusing and it's very muddy. There have not yet been head-to-head trials of the two versus each other. The thing that I would try to remember is, first of all, we know that the vaccines are step one, right? So that's going to be the best way to reduce your chance of infection. Now, if you have been vaccinated and unfortunately you get COVID-19, now there's yet another weapon to try to help reduce your chance of getting hospitalized. On the other hand, if you aren't vaccinated, then these are other options to help try to treat you once you are infected. That's what we're going to have to try to figure out, is where these new therapies really fit along that timeline.
And I'm Would love to get your thoughts on the booster shots, because a number of people have been asking me, because they know that I'm talking to doctors like you almost on a daily basis on this show, about the need for boosters, who should be getting them and when. I had actually a friend ask, you know, they said, my second shot was 6 months ago. Should I go out and get the booster? And they're not immunocompromised.
Yeah, that's a great question. So again, remembering that the booster shots, or these third doses, are first intended for the folks who may not have had such a robust response from those first two. And so, you know, the quickest and easiest way to go is really to always look at the CDC guidance. And that's, you know, where I go for my most up-to-date information as well. If you fall into the categories, which now include a lot of people, I think, out in the U.S., I think it is totally fine to go get a booster. And I know that the information can be confusing. What I would end with is, if you see that you do qualify for a booster, then probably getting an mRNA booster is going to be the best option for you.
All right, Dr. Payal Patel, always good to see you here. Thanks so much.